You're obviously watching closely the protests in Iran, and there are now reports that several people were killed. I wanted to get your reaction to that, please.
Well, obviously, on behalf of the president and the entire administration, we're very concerned about any violence, any injuries, and any disruption or interference with what we think are peaceful and justified protests, and we certainly mourn with all of victims' families and with the people of Iran.
When the protests in Iran started, President Trump released a statement, and he stressed that Iranian citizens are fed up with the regime's corruption and its squandering of the nation's wealth to fund terrorism abroad. Could you please explain what parts of Iran's rogue behavior are of the most concern to the United States?
Well, I can't do better than what the president said in October. He gave a major speech about Iran, about U.S.-Iran policy. And he laid out in detail the things that the United States is concerned about and has been concerned about for many years. Obviously, support for terror, the exporting of terror, the destabilization of the Middle East and the region more broadly are at the top of the list. The ballistic missile program, the continued nuclear program, even though the United States negotiated a deal with Iran that obviously this administration doesn't feel was a good deal, but we're concerned that a considerable amount of the Iranian people's wealth continues to be funneled into all of these activities that are not only harmful to the region and to Iran's neighbors, but that divert the Iranian people's wealth away from productive uses in the Iranian economy.
President Trump's statements also stressed that the world is watching. Would you please elaborate on that?
Well, the United States is watching very carefully. We're coordinating with our allies in Europe, in the Americas, and around the world to keep an eye on the situation and apply, both pressure on the Iranian regime to allow these protests to continue and also to address the protesters' legitimate concerns. And we're keeping an eye, with an eye towards supporting the legitimate aspirations of the Iranian people to let them know that, the world's civilized peoples, the world's civilized nations stand with them and in favor of their just grievances being addressed and against the destabilizing and behavior and oppression of the regime.
There are other reports also coming from inside Iran that the government has just blocked Instagram and Telegram and they're choking cellular communication. Any reaction to these reports?
Yeah, that's something that we're very concerned about. Obviously, there's not a whole lot we can do about it from the outside. One thing we are saying is that we expect American and other Western companies to treat their terms of service the same and not to make any concessions to the Iranian regime, not to bow to any demands for censorship or curtailment of information, but to continue doing business the way they always have and let information flow freely into Iran. That's something that we'll be watching from the outside.
Mr. Anton, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for talking to the Voice of America Persian.
Thank you.